Walk into any Indian home and you'll notice something striking. The kitchen smells like medicine. Not the sterile, chemical scent of a hospital, but the warm, earthy aroma of healing that's been passed down through generations. These aren't just ingredients for dinner. They're remedies that have fought disease for millennia. While we've been conditioned to reach for pill bottles when we feel unwell, cultures across Asia, the Middle East, and Africa have been reaching into their spice cabinets instead. The gap between these two approaches isn't just philosophical, it's measurable. India has 3 times less colon cancer than America. Greeks, with their garlic-rich diet, enjoy remarkably low heart disease rates. What if the secret to preventing our most devastating illnesses has been sitting on our spice racks all along? Spices contain concentrated phytonutrients, plant compounds our bodies use to fight disease. Turmeric's curcumin attacks cancer cells while reducing inflammation. Black pepper's piperine protects your brain. Clove's eugenol acts as a natural painkiller. Over 5,000 scientific studies back their effectiveness. Their power lies in dual action. As antioxidants, they neutralize free radicals constantly damaging your cells, like a 24/7 cleanup crew. As anti-inflammatory agents, they fight the chronic inflammation fueling heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and cancer. This matters because inflammation links our modern epidemics. While pharmaceuticals treat symptoms, spices address root causes. Their volatile oils, the compounds creating distinctive aromas, concentrate this healing power into tiny packages. A pinch delivers therapeutic doses that would require handfuls of other foods. If spices were superheroes, turmeric would be Superman. This brilliant yellow root, once dismissed as poor man's saffron, is now one of the most researched therapeutic substances on Earth. Its active compound, curcumin, possesses over 50 documented healing actions that Indian and Chinese healers have prescribed for 2,000 years. Consider Alzheimer's disease. While rates have doubled in America, India's rate remains below 1%. Alzheimer's develops when sticky protein clumps called amyloid accumulate between brain cells. Curcumin binds to these proteins, preventing their buildup while protecting neurons from oxidative damage, unlike current medications that merely reduce symptoms. For cancer, turmeric's resume is staggering. Over 1,000 studies show curcumin inhibits cancer-triggering genes, stops tumor proliferation, kills mutated cells, blocks metastasis, and enhances chemotherapy effectiveness. In countries with high turmeric consumption, cancer rates run 10 times lower than in the United States. For arthritis, one Thai study found 2,500 milligrams of curcumin extract matched 800 milligrams of ibuprofen for reducing knee pain, without the stomach problems or heart risks. The irony is striking. Cinnamon, sprinkled on sugary treats, fights blood sugar problems affecting 81 million Americans. Diabetes doesn't just mean monitoring glucose. It multiplies heart disease risk sixfold, destroys circulation, damages nerves, causes blindness, triggers kidney failure, and leads to amputations. Just 1 gram of cinnamon daily, less than half a teaspoon, significantly improves blood sugar control. Diabetics taking this amount for 3 months saw meaningful drops in A1C levels. Research showed cinnamon decreased fasting blood sugar by 29%, slashed LDL cholesterol by 27%, cut total cholesterol by 26%, and reduced triglycerides by 30%. These benefits persisted for 20 days after stopping. It also fights stomach ulcer bacteria more effectively than amoxicillin without resistance. Ginger has become the go-to remedy for nausea. It safely reduces morning sickness affecting 50 to 80% of pregnant women, cuts post-surgery nausea by 31%, and helps chemotherapy patients need less medication. Rich in anti-inflammatory gingerols, ginger significantly reduces arthritis knee pain, activates cancer cell death genes, and suppresses tumors. Migraine sufferers taking ginger feverfew supplements became pain-free within 2 hours in 48% of cases, rivaling pharmaceutical options. With over 3,200 studies documenting its therapeutic power, garlic dominates anti-aging research. Scientists estimate just one or two cloves daily could reduce worldwide heart disease risk by 25%. Garlic's cardiovascular benefits are remarkable, lowering blood pressure by 8.4 to 7.3 millimeters Hg, thinning blood, reducing cholesterol and triglycerides, slowing arterial plaque buildup by 5 to 18%, increasing arterial flexibility by 44%, and potentially cutting heart attack risk by 40%. Dried or powdered garlic often proves more therapeutic than fresh. For cancer prevention, high garlic consumption shows 41% lower colon cancer risk, plus reductions in stomach, 47%, endometrial, 38%, lung, 22%, prostate, 36%, and brain cancer, 34%. Garlic prevents carcinogens from damaging DNA, boosts detoxifying enzymes, and neutralizes free radicals. Chilies pack therapeutic fire through capsaicin, the compound creating that distinctive burn. This powerful painkiller triggers pain neurotransmitters, then builds tolerance with repeated exposure. FDA-approved capsaicin creams relieve pain for nearly 75% of users, treating arthritis, nerve pain, shingles, and diabetic neuropathy. Capsaicin also aids weight loss by raising body temperature, boosting metabolism, and dissolving fat cells. Chili-eating nations enjoy lower cardiovascular disease rates because capsaicin acts like an anticoagulant, improves cholesterol profiles, and prevents dangerous heart arrhythmias. Individual spices are powerful, but blending them creates something greater, like instruments combining into an orchestra. The world's renowned cuisines understand this intuitively. Indian masalas, Moroccan Ras El Hanout, Chinese five-spice powder, Thai curry pastes, these are carefully balanced formulas where no single flavor dominates. Garam masala, India's most popular blend, functions like salt and pepper in American cooking. Added toward the end or sprinkled on finished dishes, it delivers a finishing touch without requiring time to mellow. Its primary flavors, cumin, coriander, black pepper, and brown cardamom, each contribute healing properties while creating harmonious taste. Creating curry demonstrates spice harmony. Begin by sautéing fresh aromatics like onions and garlic, then add your spice blend. Sauté over low heat with constant stirring until spices darken and mellow. Add your main ingredient with liquid, simmer gently, then finish with more aromatic spices. The result improves with age, making curries perfect for advanced preparation. Thai curries achieve distinctive character from galanga, lemongrass, coconut milk, and citrus zest. In spice-growing regions, these ingredients have historically served as medicine, preservatives, and currency. Ayurveda balances three doshas through six tastes: sweet, sour, bitter, pungent, strong, and salty. Traditional Chinese medicine similarly balances qi through five tastes. Both traditions recognize that spice blending maintains health and heals disease. Successful spice blending requires balance. No single flavor should dominate. Start with small amounts of strong spices like cloves or cayenne, moderate amounts of cumin or coriander, and generous portions of milder options like turmeric or cinnamon. Most healing spices are available in supermarkets, though exotic varieties may require specialty markets. We've forgotten that food can literally be medicine. Compounds in turmeric, garlic, ginger, and cinnamon have proven effective against deadly diseases in thousands of clinical trials. These aren't prescriptions with dangerous side effects. They're ingredients that enhance flavor while improving health. Your grandmother's chicken soup intuition was scientifically sound. The pharmacy in your pantry is real and potent. Start with a single spice, experiment with combinations, and discover that wellness can be delicious.